الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أمير ساب كويت تقرير قال لي إيشا سيبيلي كويت تقرير قال لي بير إيشا كيبا سلا بيهان لوك بيته ويتو ترى سابو إيمانيات كوي بات قال لي كفي مستورات بيهو بسلس كدر جي هو همارا جوان هو كهان
Brothers and sisters, please. I will ask you to come forward to line up, inshallah ta'ala. The brother will have a little talk about Imaniyat. Jazakumullah anna khair. So if the brothers can come up, please leave the wall. And if you can come up and line up, Jazakumullah anna khair. Brothers.
آ جاؤ بھائی قریب قریب آ جاؤ یہ وقت بڑا قیمتی وقت ہے جہاں پر اللہ کی رحمتیں نازل ہوتی ہیں یہ با برکت مجلس ہے برکت والی مجلس ہے اس کے بارے میں حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ آپ جب جنت کے باغوں سے گزرو تو خوب چرو صحابہ نے پوچھا کہ جنت کے باغ کیا ہوتے ہیں یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تو نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ جس مجلس میں اللہ اور اللہ کے رسول کی باتیں ہوتی ہو اللہ کا ذکر ہوتا ہو اس مجلس کے جو ہے نا اللہ کے سامنے فرشتے تعریفیں کرتے ہیں اور وعدے بھی کیے ہیں کہ جہاں پر اللہ کا ذکر ہوتا ہے وہاں پر اللہ کی رحمتیں برستی ہیں تو میرے بھائی جو ہے نا اس کے اوپر ہمیں یقین کرنا ہے آج جس چیز کی محنتیں ہو رہی ہے یہاں پر اکٹھا ہونا اور یہ سبھی آئے اپنا کام چھوڑ کے ایک مسجد کے اندر اور بیٹھے ہوئے اللہ اور اللہ کے رسول کی باتیں سننے کے لیے تو اس سے بڑی بات کیا ہو سکتی ہے اللہ کی باتیں سننا اللہ کا ذکر کرنا اللہ کی یاد میں رونا اللہ کو سب سے زیادہ پسند وہ ہے کہ اللہ کی یاد میں روئے میرے بھائی اور دوستو بزرگوں قبر جو ہے نا روزانہ آواز دیتی ہے روزانہ آواز دیتی ہے کہ اے ابن آدم میں آپ کو روزانہ یاد کرتی ہوں آپ بھی مجھے یاد کر لیا کرو کیونکہ ہمیں سبھی کو اس جگہ پہ جانا ہے اس قبر کو یاد کرنا ہے اس کو ہمارے سامنے رکھنا ہے کیونکہ ہر ایک انسان اس دنیا میں جو آیا ہے ایک نہ ایک دن اس کو اس دنیا سے جانا ہے اور اس بات کا ہمیں پکا یقین ہے اور یہ واضح ہے کہ ہمارے گھروں میں سے ہمارے رشتہ داروں میں سے ہمارے دوستوں میں کئی کتنے چلے گئے اگر اس جگہ پر جا کے ہم غور سے دیکھیں وہ تنہائی کا گھر ہے کیڑے مکوڑے کا گھر ہے وہ آواز دیتی ہے وہ آواز دیتی ہے کیا آواز دیتی ہے کہ اگر آپ کو اس قبر کے اندر روشنی چاہیے تو نماز کو لے کے آنا نماز کے بغیر کوئی روشنی نہیں ہوگی میرے بھائی اندھیرا ہی اندھیرا ہوگا اگر جس نے اس دنیا میں آ کر اللہ کو سجدہ کیا ہوگا اللہ کو سب سے زیادہ پسند اپنا سجدہ ہے سب سجدے میں جا کر اس کو یاد کرنا اس کی تسبیح اس کی پاکی بیان کرنا کیا کہتے ہیں ہم سبحان ربی العالی میرے بھائی اور دوستو بزرگوں اللہ بہت پسند کرتا ہے اللہ کو راضی کر لو میرے بھائی یہ وقت ہے اگر قبر میں ہمیں روشنی چاہیے تو ہماری زندگیوں میں نماز لے کے آنا نماز لے کے آؤ نماز کے لیے بخشش نہیں ہے ابلیس کون تھا میرے بھائی بہت بڑا عابد تھا کیا اس نے جینا کیا تھا اس نے گناہ کیا تھا کوئی قتل کیا تھا کوئی ڈاکہ ڈالا تھا نہیں میرے بھائی دوستو بزرگوں ایک سجدے کے وجہ سے وہ ہمیشہ کے لیے مردود ہو گیا اللہ تعالیٰ نے فرمایا کہ اس کو آدم کو سجدہ کرو اور اس نے انکار کر دیا اور میرے بھائیو دوستو ایک سجدے پر وہ مردود ہو گیا. تو ہماری کیا حالت ہے؟ ہمیں اپنے آپ پر جائزہ لینا ہے, ہمیں آپ کو دیکھنا ہے کہ ہم روزانہ کتنے سجدے مس کرتے ہیں. میرے بھائیو دوستو بڑی قیمتی وقت ہے, یہ مختصر سی زندگی ہے, یہ چھوٹی سی زندگی ہے, یہ دھوکے کا گھر ہے میرے بھائی, یہ دھوکے کا گھر ہے, ہمیں وہ پھنساتی ہے, یہ دنیا ہمیں پھنساتی ہے. میرے بھائی اور دوستو بزرگ, زید ابن ثابت رضی اللہ تعالیٰ نے فرماتے ہیں کہ ایک مرتبہ میں حضرت ابوبکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ کی مجلس میں بیٹھا تھا, کوئی پانی پینے کے لیے کوئی چیز مانگی, شربت پیش کیا گیا, جب وہ پیالہ اپنے ہونٹوں تک لے کے گئے تو حضرت ابوبکر دہاڑ مار کے رونے لگے, اتنا روئے کہ اس سے متاثر ہو کے سارے صحابہ بھی ساتھ میں بیٹھے رونے لگے. پھر دوبارہ کوشش کی پینے کے لیے, پھر روئے, روتے گئے. جب سانجھ ہوئے پوچھا کون سی بات سے رو رہے, تو کہا کہ ایک مرتبہ میں حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی مجلس میں بیٹھا تھا اور حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کسی چیز کو ڈھکیل رہے تھے, ایک بار ڈھکیلا پیچھے کیا, دوسری بار کیا, پھر حضرت ابوبکر نے دیکھا کہ آگے پیچھے کوئی بھی نہیں ہے, کس چیز کو ڈھکیل رہے ہیں. تو حضرت ابوبکر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو پوچھا کہ آپ کون سی چیز کو ڈھکیل رہے تھے, تو کہا کہ ابوبکر دنیا میرے پاس آئی تھی, سج دج کے آئی تھی, سارا ساز و سامان لے کے آئے تھے, سونا جواہرات سب کچھ ساتھ میں تھا, اور کیا کہہ رہی تھی کہ مجھے لے لو, مجھے اپنا لو, میں تمہارے لیے آئی ہوں. تو حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اس چیز کو ڈھکیل دیا. تو پھر دنیا کہنے, تیسری بار پھر اس طریقے سے کیا, تو پھر دنیا کہنے لگی کہ مجھے اس بات کا کلنک اور افسوس نہیں ہے کہ آپ مجھے پیچھے کر رہے, آنے والی نسلیں میرے سے بچ نہیں سکے گی. میرے بھائیو دوستو بزرگو, بہت ضروری ہے اپنے آپ کو بدل لو, یہ وقت ہے. یہ دنیا والے جو ہے نا, جو غیر مسلم ہیں, ہمارے لیے ہر کونے ہر جگہ پہ جو ہے نا جال بچھا کے بیٹھے ہوئے, ہمارے بچے کا ذہن خراب کر رہے ہیں. ان لوگ کی ترتیب ہی یہ ہے, ان لوگ کی ترتیب, لیکن ہمارے پاس فرصت نہیں ہے میرے بھائی, اپنے اولاد کے لیے فرصت نہیں ہے, ہمارے لیے خود کے لیے فرصت نہیں ہے میرے بھائی. پھر ہم روتے پھرتے, وقت ہے, بچا لو اپنے آپ کو, یہ زندگی نکلتی جا رہی ہے, یہ نہیں سمجھو کہ بچے بڑے ہو رہے ہیں. نہیں میرے بھائی اور دوستو بزرگو, ہم قبر کے آگے جا رہے ہیں, قبر کے نزدیک جا رہے ہیں, اس کو مت بھولو, یہ وقت نکلتا جائے گا میرے بھائی. وہ قبر کیا کہتی ہے کہ اگر آپ کو ڈر لگے گا, ڈرنا ہے قبر میں, ڈرانی چیزیں ہوگی, اس سے اگر بچنا ہے تو قرآن شریف کی تلاوت لے کے آنا میرے بھائی. آج ہمارے پاس کس کے پاس وقت ہے جو ہم قرآن کھول کے دیکھیں, رمضان سے رمضان ہوتا ہے, وہ اس کے اوپر مٹی پڑ جاتی ہے, کسی کے پاس فرصت نہیں ہے. وہ پڑھتے بھی تو ایسے ہیں کہ جیسے بس ٹھیک ہے, ایک رسم پوری کر رہے ہیں میرے بھائی. یہ بڑا قیمتی تحفہ ہمیں ملا ہے یہ قرآن سے, ہم ساری چیزیں آج غیر جو ہے نا قرآن کے اوپر اسٹڈی کر کے ساری باتیں اپنی سہل کر رہے ہیں, ساری باتیں اس کے اوپر, اور ہم نے قرآن کو چھوڑ دیا, ہمیں پتہ ہی نہیں ہم کیا پڑھ رہے ہیں. میرے بھائی اور دوستو بزرگو, وقت ہے اس چیز کو مان لو. اگر نہیں مانو گے, ایک وقت آئے گا ہمیں جو ہے نا فرصت نہیں ملے گی, ایک منٹ نہیں ملے گی, وقت مقرر پہ اسرائیل علیہ السلام آ کے ہمیں اٹھا کے لے کے چلے جائیں گے. ہم روئیں گے تڑپیں گے کہ تھوڑی سی مہلت دے دے, کوئی گنجائش نہیں ہوگی کہ کچھ ہم اپنے آپ کچھ ثابت کر لے, اللہ کو یاد کر لے, اللہ کو منا لے, وقت نہیں ہے. اور پھر قبر کے اندر جانے کے بعد میرے بھائی ون وے ٹکٹ ہے, وہاں سے واپس کوئی نہیں آ سکتا. جب دنیا کی آنکھیں بند ہوگی اور آخرت کی آنکھ کھلے گی, اس کے سامنے سارا منظر ہوگا, سب کچھ ہوگا, وہ جنت کو بھی دیکھے گا, جہنم کو بھی دیکھے گا, ساری چیزیں سامنے ہوگی. اللہ سے منت کرے گا کہ اللہ واپس مجھے اس دنیا میں بھیج دے, میں دنیا میں جا کے جو ہے نا تیری عبادت کروں گا, مجھے کسی کی کوئی پرواہ نہیں ہوگی, ہر وقت تیرا ذکر کروں گا, تجھے یاد کروں گا, تیری دی ہوئی نعمت کا شکر ادا کروں گا, اور اگر مصیبت آئے تو میں اس کے اوپر صبر کروں گا. اللہ کیا فرمائیں گے, تجھے موقع دیا تھا, تجھے مہلت دی تھی, اب ابھی تو نے ساری چیزیں دیکھ لی, تو نے جنت بھی دیکھ لی, جہنم بھی دیکھ لی, ساری نعمتیں بھی دیکھ لی, دیکھی ہوئی چیز کا میں سودا نہیں کرتا. میرے بھائی بنا دیکھے سودا کرو گے کامیاب ہو جاؤ گے. کامیابی کا ایک ہی راستہ ہے کہ جس کی زندگی میں دین ہوگا. اگر جس کی زندگی میں دین نہیں ہوگا, मियाँ फील मियाँ 100% वो नाकामयाब है मेरे भाई। वो चाहे कितना भी बड़ा रईस ज़्यादा होगा, कितनी बड़ी बड़ी गाड़ियाँ होगी, बड़े बड़े घर होंगे, लेकिन जिसके घर में जिसके ज़िंदगी के अंदर दिन नहीं होगा वो हमेशा के लिए नाकामयाब होगा। ये वक्त है मेरे भाई, अल्लाह ताला ने हमें इस दुनिया में भेजा, भेजने का मकसद यही है कि जाके जो है ना उसकी इबादत करे, उसका हुक्म को माने, उससे उसको उसके उसको माने और उसके पास मांगे। आज जो है ना हमने उसके पास मांगना छोड़ दिया है। हम मांगते हैं तो किसी के पास मांगते हैं, जो हर वक्त 200-500 की मदद करके सारी ज़िंदगी वो एहसान जताता है, और 25-50 बंदे बैठे होते हैं उसी में वो कह के सुनाता है कि मैंने जो तुझे पैसे दिए थे तेरा काम हो गया। उसका बोलने का तरीका वो ही, लेकिन वो उस वक्त उसको नीचा दिखना पड़ता है मेरे भाई। हाँ, तो ये जो है ना ये दुनिया का काम है, और अल्लाह का काम क्या है, उसको सजदा करो या नहीं करो, उसको याद करो या ना करो, उसने जितनी रोज़ी लिखी हुई है अपने और जो जो भी वादे किए हैं उसमें कभी वादा खिलाफी नहीं करता मेरे भाई। ला महदूद ज़िंदगी आने वाली है, हम सुनते आते हैं, हम यही सोचते हैं अच्छा बयान बहुत अच्छा था, बहुत अच्छी बातें की, फिर वक्त आया खाने का तो वो बयान भूल गए और खाने की तारीफ करने लगे, और उसके बाद थोड़ी देर में सारा कुछ भूल गए। याद रख लो मेरे भाई, बयान का कोई वक्त नहीं है, बहुत नाजुक वक्त चल रहा है, हर जगह पे आप सुनते हैं, अफसोस होता है, रोना आता है, हमारे भाइयों को हर जगह पे जो है ना परेशानी ही परेशानी है, और वजह सिर्फ हम हैं, हम किसी के ऊपर इल्ज़ाम नहीं दे सकते मेरे भाई। सहाबा हमारे नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम कोई भी बात होती थी दो रकात नफिल नमाज पढ़कर उसको सहल कर लेते मेरे भाई। वो कब्र क्या कहती है कि मैं बिच्छू और सांपों का घर हूँ। अगर उससे बचना है तो हुजूर सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की सुन्नत को लेके आना। आज हमारे अंदर हमारे घरों से सुन्नत तरीके उठ गए मेरे भाई, हमने सुन्नत को पहचाना ही नहीं है। देखो एक छोटी सी सुन्नत, एक मिसवाक, मिसवाक करने से कितनी बीमारी उससे ख़त्म हो जाती है। और तो सबसे बड़ी बात तो है जब हमारा आखिरी वक्त होगा, अगर जिसने मिसवाक की सुन्नत अपने अपनाई होगी मेरे भाई और दोस्तों बुजुर्ग, उस सुन्नत उस मिसवा की वजह से आखिरी वक्त पे उसका खात्मा ईमान पे होगा, उसको कलमा पढ़ के जाएगा इस दिन में। सबसे बड़ा कामयाब इंसान वही है जो है ना ईमान के साथ इस दुनिया से चला जाए। वक्त है मेरे भाई, अपने आप को बचा लो, अपने बच्चों को बचा लो, और फिर कब्र क्या कहती है कि कब्र जो है ना एक जहन्नम का आग का घड़ा है, अगर उसको बचाना है तो खौफे खुदा का पानी लेके आना, दो आंसू गिरा दो सारे गुनाह अल्लाह ताला मिटा देते हैं, माफ़ कर देते हैं मेरे भाई दोस्तों। वही ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मोहम्मद रसूलुल्लाह, ये सबसे कीमती कलमा हमें मिला है, वो हमें याद दिलाता है कि नहीं कोई माबूद सिवाय अल्लाह के, और हुजूर सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम अल्लाह के रसूल है। मेरे भाई दोस्तों वक्त कम है, बस अल्लाह की मान लो, अल्लाह को राज़ी कर लो। वक्त है, वक्त पूरा होने से पहले हमें जो है ना अपनी आखिरत की फिक्र करनी है। ला महदूद ज़िंदगी आने वाली है, और उसके ऊपर जो है ना अल्लाह ताला ने बड़े बड़े वादे किए हैं, बड़ी नेमतें हमारे लिए रखी है, वो किसके लिए, हमारे लिए है। मना लो अल्लाह को, अल्लाह को राज़ी कर लो, अल्लाह ताला जो है कहा सुना उसके ऊपर हमें अमल करने की तौफीक नसीब फरमाए। सुभान अल्लाह व बिहमदिही, सुभानक अल्लाहुम्मा व बिहमदिक, नशहदु अन ला इलाहा इल्ला अंता, जज़ाकल्लाहु खैरा।
बिस्मिल्लाह। الله اكبر الله اكبر الله اكبر الله اكبر اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان محمد رسول الله اشهد ان محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاه حي على الصلاه حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاه قد قامت الصلاه الله اكبر الله اكبر لا اله الا الله
الله اكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية وما أدراك ما هي نار حامية. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. اللهم ارحمنا وارحمنا يا أكرم الأكرمين. الله أكبر.
وعلى اهلي
السلام عليكم ورحمه الله. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله. الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. As far as our sunnahs are concerned, inshallah ta'ala, you go the whole night to play your sunnah. I will ask you, inshallah ta'ala, we'll have our little conversation. Inshallah ta'ala, we'll have a speech regarding Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. What is our belief? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us through the Quran, of course, and the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After my research, well, as weak as it is, I found two hadith. Authentic hadith mentioned and narrated by Bukhari and Muslim, which I will inshallah ta'ala explain at the beginning. And of course, the rest will be all from the Quran, as you've got Surah Ali Imran and Surah Maryam. Inshallah ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi wahdah, wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'hdih. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fahuwa al-muhtad. ومن يدلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده نصر عبده أنجز وعده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. درود شريف فروبي صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله سبحانه وتعالى, my dear respected brothers, we are really grateful to him that he has created us, brought us in an environment which was requested
from him since Adam alayhi salatu was salam was created. Inna ad-deen 'inda Allahi al-Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us in this environment. We should be really grateful to him. Now, there is a surah in the Quran called Ali Imran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Alif Lam Mim Allahu la ilaha illa. Then he starts talking about imaniyat, he starts talking about Jannah, he starts talking about Nar for good 2-3 rukus. Then he says, Inna Allah astafa Adama wa Nuhan wa Ala Ibrahim. Carry on. Allah, Jazakum Allah khair. Inna Allah astafa Adama wa Nuhan wa Ala Ibrahim wa Ala Imran ala al-alamin. I will get to the other prophets. But who's Imran? وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. Who's Imran? So follow me carefully. Imran is a really pious man. He was before Isa alayhi salam. He was before Yahya alayhi salam. He was before Zakariya alayhi salam. He was a really pious man. He had the kids. He had a lot of kids. He had two daughters. They're the main ones that we're going to talk about today. One of them was married to Zakariya alayhi salatu wa salam. The other one was married to another man. This other one, her daughter is Maryam. Do you understand? This daughter, her daughter is Maryam. So, what will Maryam call Zakaria's wife? Khala. Imran had two daughters. One of them was married to Zakaria alayhi salam. That one was married to another man, pious man. That couple had Maryam. Maryam, she calls Zakaria's wife Khala, auntie. From Maryam, that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ala Imran, Istafa, chosen them. Why? Maryam came with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, chosen her for a miracle that only Allah knows the wisdom behind it. He's chosen Zakaria alayhi salam. He's chosen Yahya alayhi salam. Ala Imran, Yahya alayhi salam. Let me tell you a hadith about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says about Yahya alayhi salam. Says, every single human being on the D-Day when we'll stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll all be stressed, under pressure. Illa Yahya alayhi salam. Why? Wa salamun alayhi yawma wulida wa yawma yamutu wa yawma yub'athu hayya. No pressure, nothing. He knows already where he's going. Peace be upon him. Salamun alayhi. Mercy upon him. On the day he'll born. On the day he'll go. On the day he'll stand in front of me. وَيَوْمَ يُبْعَثُ حَيَّا. So that's why, istafa, chosen. They were well chosen. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let me give a quick summary on this ayah, then we'll get back to our main speech, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. Adam, why? Abu al-Bashar. فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. Lovely, beautiful words to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were used by Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, which Allah recognized them and Allah mentions them. He didn't mention what was the word. He goes, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to get close to me. Allah, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was seeking for forgiveness. He used lovely, simple words. And I've chosen him for that. Astafa Adam wa Nuhan. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, a whole surah in the Quran. Inna arsalna Nuhan ila qawmihi an anzir qawmaka. Qala rabbi inni da'awtu qawmi laylan wa nahara. Wallah, I've been calling my people for 950 years, day and night. Hamara, half an hour khutbah is too heavy. Half an hour khutbah a week is too heavy. 20 minutes is too heavy. 25 minutes is too heavy. Istafa, da'awtu qawmi laylan wa nahara. Deen, day, night, I've been calling them. Fear Allah, fear Allah, fear Allah. Stafa Adam wa Nuhan. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned him. One of those people that as much as this, to mention, as much as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, that's how close and that's how much he loves him. Adam wa Nuhan wa Ala Ibrahim. Ala Ibrahim is Ismail and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Arabs. Wa Ala Ibrahim, and there's Banu Israel, Ishaq and his kids. Banu Israel, they knew really, really great prophets at their time. One of them is the one that we're going to mention today. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. فَصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. Remember all these names. Youngsters especially. If I were to ask you the day of birth of Cristiano Ronaldo, you will know. But if I ask you anything about any prophet, you won't know. Where is our Islam? Where is our Islam? Do I know much about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? Do I know about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam? Do I know about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam? Do I know who's Zakaria? Do I know who's Yahya? My name is... Okay, that's my name. Who had your name? MashaAllah, in our madrasa, we've got Salman, we've got Yahya, we've got Zakaria, we've got Ibrahim. Do you know who was Ibrahim? Do you know who was Yahya? Do you know who was Zakaria? All these names. Who given the name Yahya? Who was it given by? Muhammad, who was it given by? Adam, who was it given by? The only person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named since Adam was Yahya alayhi salam. Inna nubashiruka bi Yahya. Inna nubashiruka bi kalimatin minhu ismuhu Yahya. This is the only one who was named by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, istafa, he has chosen them. All the prophets were chosen, but they had something in particular. وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ آلَ عِمْرَانَ. He hasn't, look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he hasn't mentioned Zakaria, he hasn't mentioned Yahya. When he wanted to mention a family, tribu, he mentioned the name of the prophet. Adam is a prophet. Nuh is a prophet. Ibrahim is a prophet. آلَ عِمْرَانَ. Why? وآل عمران على العالمين. Why? No one till date, no one till date, as a human being, we're not talking about prophets. Prophets, Allah knows best. No one till date has suffered what Ali Imran went through. We're not talking about prophets, huh? We're talking about human beings. In the sense where no one's allowed to complain. When you've got Zakaria didn't complain. Yahya didn't complain. Isa didn't complain. Isa and Yahya, they were cousins. Isa and Yahya, they were cousins. Literally, once Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam was afraid of getting a message through. He didn't want to get it. He was looking for the way how to do it. Because he knew his people were a bit hard. They used to love him. They used to respect him. But his way of doing things, that message through Allah was a bit harsh on them. So he was looking for a way how to get the message through. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Isa to go and speak to Yahya alayhi salam. Tell him, does he not want to say does he want to get the message to his people? They were cousins. Wa ala Imran. The family of Imran, what they went through, because not only prophets. Yahya's mother wasn't a prophet. Yahya's mother, was she a prophet? No, she wasn't a prophet. Women suffered in that family. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't mention the prophet. He could have said, wa ala Zakariya. Ala Zakariya, Imran comes in there. Wa ala Yahya, Imran comes in there. Wa ala Isa, Imran comes in there. Al means family. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah astafa Adama wa Nuhan wa Ala Ibrahima wa Ala Imran ala al-alamin dhuriyatan ba'duha min ba'd wallahu sami'un alim. Idh qalat imra'atu Imrana Rabbi inni nadartu laka ma fi batni muharraran fataqabbal minni. Wallah, whatever I'm pregnant of, whatever I've got in my belly, that's yours. Wallah, accept it from me. Hoping that it'll be a boy. Hoping that it'll be a boy. But what good news for the women. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives her women. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّي إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ. Ya Allah, this is a girl. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ. Allah knows best. وليس الذكر كالأنثى. Yes, men are not like women. بمريم عليه السلام. She will be remembered in every single time till the day of judgment. Good news for the women. Women, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't just chosen you for dunya, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen you for deen as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't chosen you for dunya, but he's chosen you for deen as well. There is two main examples in deen. Two main ones. Really famous ones. Which one? Maryam and? Who narrated the most hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Aisha radiallahu anha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses women for deen as well. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمْ وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Oh Allah, protect her and her descendants from shaitan. بس just be sincere and you'll see the answer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنٍ وأنبتها نباتا حسنا وكفلها زكريا. كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا قال يا مريم أنى لك هذا قالت هو من عند الله إن الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. Look at the story here. فتقبلها الله سبحانه وتعالى has accepted from مريم his mom the dua. وأنبتها نباتا حسنا what a upbringing حسن beautiful discipline. وكفلها زكريا. Under whose tutor? زكريا عليه الصلاة والسلام. Just imagine, son Nabi, her tutor Nabi. Because Maryam, she lost her father and she was still a baby. كفلها زكريا. كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رفقة. She was a young woman, young lady. So whenever he, mihrab is like mihrab is not this is what we call mihrab nowadays, but at that time mihrab was a small ibadat gah, we call it in Urdu, a place of worship. And she had it not far from Baytul Maqdis. When you go Baytul Maqdis now, they show you what it is. It's still there. It's a little room. And whenever Zakaria used to go there to see her if she needs anything, wajada indaha rizqa. Fruits, off-season fruits. Off-season fruits. يا مريم أنى لك هذا, which is totally normal. I'm your responsible here. Who brings you all this? قالت هو من عند الله. That's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First miracle. First miracle. هو من عند الله إن الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. إذن زكريا عليه الصلاة والسلام says ولم أكن بدعائك ربي شقيا. That's a lesson for our ummah. But our ummah, it's really hard for us to understand. Remember one thing, Allah سبحانه وتعالى answers all your prayers, all your demands. Whatever you request, Allah is there and He replies and He answers. هنالك دعا زكريا ربه. How old was he? More than 90. How old was his wife? More than 80 years old. Raised his hand. Ya Zakariya, Ya Allah, give me someone that whom can a heritage. He knew that it's not going to be easy at this age, but a youngster at his service who he can get the message through, and of course through him, of course, Banu Israel could stay on the right path and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has answered this question and given him better than that. I give you a son whom I will give him the name, whom I'll protect in this life, whom will go through hardships, of course, and test. And of course, after death, جنتي جنتين on the يوم الحساب جنتي جنتين سلام peace وبرا بوالديه Now that having kids is easy, but when they are 15, 16 years old, go see how they are. Control them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him to Zakariya. وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَيْهِ. Really obedient towards his parents. This is Zakariya alayhi salam. Then Maryam comes. Then Maryam, she comes. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ إِذِ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا قَالَتْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْكَ إِنْ كُنْتَ تَقِيًّا قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكِ لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا قالت أنى يكون لي غلام ولم يمسسني بشر ولم أك بغيا قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين ولنجعله آية للناس ورحمة منا وكان أمرا مقديا. The Holy Quran spoke clearly about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, about his birth, about his miracles, his call, the characteristic with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored him, his struggle to uphold the world of truth, his patience in the face of harm, the false doubts that his enemies raised about him, his glad tidings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may God bless him and grant him peace, and the honor that the Creator will bestow upon him in this world and in the hereafter. Before going into the detail of the story of this blessed messenger, we will mention the prophetic hadith that speaks of this, of his virtue. This is Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. This is Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He lived how many years before he goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? 33 years. Was he born on the 25th of December? We don't have any hadith on that. Was he born on the 25th of December? We don't have any ayah Quran on that. فحملته فانتبذت به مكانا قصيا فأجاءها المخاض إلى جذع النخلة قالت يا ليتني مت قبل هذا وكنت نسيا منسيا فنادها من تحتها ألا تحزني قد جعل ربك تحتك سريا وهزي إليك بجذع النخلة تساقط عليك رطبا جنيا فكلي واشربي وقري عينا فإما ترين من البشر أحدا فقولي إني نظرت للرحمن صوما فلن أكلم اليوم إنسيا فأتت به قومها تحمل. Yehi Amaripas. That's what we have. There's not mentioning of 25th of December anywhere. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we don't know any hadith. We do not know any hadith on this behalf. Now, Al-Bukhari wa Muslim narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no child is born except that shaitan touches him at birth. So he cries out from shaitan's touch. Except for Maryam alayha salatu wa taslim and her son. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu then said, read if you wish, and I seek refuge for her and her offspring with you from shaitan. Wa inni u'iduha bika wa dhurriyataha min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. The hadith, this is the first hadith. That Maryam and her son, of course, when they were born, according to the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was narrated by Imam Bukhari and Muslim, they were not touched by shaitan. They also narrated that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'm the closest of people to the son of Maryam. And the prophets are paternal cousins. There is no prophet between me and him. Awladul umum, awladul akhwal. But there's a tashrih to that, which I'll get back to you. There's no prophet between Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Isa alayhi salatu wa taslim. This hadith is authentic. This hadith is really strong. Now, if anyone was to say that, he denies the sunnah, that's fisq and fujur. That's where we stand. Who's the second last prophet? What's his name? Isa. Who's the last prophet? That's it. This is one thing that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, and we have to. Every single believer has to live with that and die with it. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, we are paternal cousins. Cousins paternal. Which means, those who mothers are different, but the father is one. Here it means, is that there is, that their fate is one, but their law is different. Okay? The faith is one. But everyone's got different law. Torah is different too. Injil is different too. Quran is different. And Zabur is different. But everyone is in the deen عند الله. Everyone says لا إله إلا الله. So the main, the branch, the main, the root, if you want, is the same. Then after that, when you come to the branch, okay, it's different. That's what Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم meant by this hadith. Now, let us talk about the righteousness of the man. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A little common story that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us and was narrated by Imam Muslim. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, once Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam saw a man stealing. He thought that he's stealing. So he said to him, did you steal? He said, no, by Allah, wallahi. He swore. Qasam khaya usne. Wallahi, الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ. No, by Allah, there is not God but Allah Azza wa Jal. Isa alayhi salam replied, I believe in Allah, and my eyes light. My eyes light. That is, I believe the one who swore by Allah, and my soul light about what appeared to me. Because it is possible that he was right in that. This indicates the purity of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's soul. His faith on Allah Azza wa Jal. And of course, the love of his creator, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The story of the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was mentioned in Surah Maryam, verse 16 to verse 34. And part of it was mentioned in Surah Ali Imran, in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed, إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَى عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمْ خَلَقَهُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. The likeness of Isa is just like Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. He created him from dust and he said to him, be. So he was. كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Now, people might ask, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created Adam alayhi salatu wa salam without mom and dad. Then he created Ummuna Hawa. They had kids. And throughout how many years? According to some scholars, 5,600 years between Adam and Isa alayhi salam. Some of them. Some of them, no. Between Adam and Nuh alayhi salam. Ala ikhtilaf al-aqwal. Everyone, every single generation, every single destiny. What you see, man, woman, then you have kids, otherwise they can't have kids. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show the world and the human being that the one who's created Adam can create you or anyone without a dad, without a mom. Just like he did with Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summarized it. That us Muslims, we do not get into deep search and start asking questions regarding things that we want, we'll never have the answer to it. If you were to think about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, there's my verse, which is a common sense. Inna mathala Isa inda Allahi ka mathali Adam. خَلَقَهُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Similar to Adam alayhi salam, just like told him, be, so he was. The story of the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is an amazing story, and the amazing aspect of it is the birth of his mother without a husband. Him giving his mother giving birth to him without a husband. Why? If you ignore the event of the creation of a man in the first place, then the event of the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the most amazing thing that humanity has witnessed in its entire in its entire history, as humanity did not witness the creation of itself. We didn't see how Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was born. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam didn't see how Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was born. We've never seen Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. We didn't even see Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. But this is your faith. This is my faith. This is everyone's faith. Whoever is in this book can't be a lie. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes you. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen you amongst many human beings to pray salat. If we do not know the history of our prophets, the history of the people who were really close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the history of whom, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't send them, today we won't be here. Loving and fearing Allah Azza wa Jal. Everyone in his level, but there is. It did not witness the creation of the first man, of the first human, without a father or mother. And centuries passed after that amazing, exciting and miraculous event. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom wanted to highlight the second wonder in the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam without a father, contrary to the tradition that has been in place since man existed on this earth. Do you understand the question and the answer? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Isa alayhi salatu wa taslim without a dad? Simply, his wisdom was to wake the human up. My power is not in need of your traditions. My power is not in need of any traditions. My power is not in need of any sunnah. My power is such as I could create from nothing. This is the main hikmah and wisdom behind the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam without a dad. Then it remains in the record of human life, prominent and unique. Now, there is not a single religion on earth. We're talking about the not polytheism, the monotheism, the one that believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it's Christians, or don't get into that because it's a little bit complicated. Even Jews, or Muslims, and the real ورهبانيةً ابتدعوها, the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes. No one ever said it out loud that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam has a dad, had a dad. Now things are getting bad to worse. This is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this, he said it in Surah Maryam. وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْضِيًّا. We want this to be a sign. آيَةً for the whole humanity. وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا, and mercy from us. Where do you see the mercy? Where do you see the mercy? وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا. The mercy is on us, the believers, the one who believe on Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who believe on Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one who believe on the Quran when it says, "La nufarriqu bayna ahadin min rusulih." We do not distinguish between any prophets. We believe in all of them. We love all of them. We respect all of them. Wa rahmatan minna. This is the mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the mu'mineen, to the believers of this ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us our end with iman. This is the main thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sharia in this life has been for ages of reproduction and mating between males and females until it became established in the human imagination that this is the only way to reproduce. And they forgot the first story, the story of the existence of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. Because it is beyond measure. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to give them the example of Isa, son of Maryam, alayhi salatu wa taslim, to remind them of his perfect power and his perfect will, and that it is not confined within the laws that he chooses. My power and my will do not go according to you, sunnah and your tradition. The event of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was not repeated. It happened once and it happened since. Because the principle is that the law that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established is carried out according to what he has established. And that the law that he was chosen is implemented according to his choice. Subhanallah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Isa alayhi salatu wa salam is to show us his power, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came back to them. Normality, whatever, however the kids are born. But the main purpose is to test you. وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا رَحْمَةً مِنَّا, to test you. That will you believe in what is in the Quran? Or will you deny what is in the Quran? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, in Surah Maryam, and let us make him a sign for the people. The Quran in Surah Maryam narrates how this amazing event occurred, highlights its true significance, and denies those myths and lies about it. Let us talk a little bit about وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ إِذِ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا. Maryam, the mother of Isa alayhi salatu wa taslim, she went out the room, her room, she went out. Why? Many mufassirs have given different reason, but she went outside her mihrab for a little bit. فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا. Who's رُوحَنَا? Jibreel. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel. فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا, as a beautiful man. قَالَتْ, because she was alone, scared, and that's how a woman will react. A woman who will fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's how she will react. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching our mothers, sisters, daughters. قالت, first thing, إني أعوذ بك, إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا. أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا. I seek protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you'll understand me if you fear Allah Azza wa Jal. أعوذ ب... إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا. He said, you do not have to fear me. You do not have to fear me. قال, إنما أنا رسول ربك لأهب لك غلاما زكيا. I am sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you the good news of a boy. قالت, أنا يكون لي غلام ولم يمسسني بشر ولم أك بغيا. How can? أنا يكون لي غلام. How can I have a son? Until date, never a man has touched me. وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيَّةً. That's something else which I cannot mention here. قال, إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكَ. قَالَتْ أَنَّ يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided so, then he will be this way. قَالَ رَبُّكِ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنٌ. Everything is easy on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ. And we want him to be a sign for the people. وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا. A mercy from us to the people, to to the Ummah, to the Muslim Ummah, to the believers Ummah, to the one who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْدِيًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision, no one can stop it. فَحَمَلَتْهُ فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا. She got pregnant. She went alone. فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَى جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ. She was under a palm tree where there is kujur. And she started feeling pain. قَالَتْ يَا لَيْتَنِي. So she's scared. She said, oh Allah, am I going to die before giving birth to this little boy? مِتْتُ وَقَبْلَ هَذَا وَكُنْتُ نَسْيًا فَنَادَاهَا مِنْ تَحْتِهَا أَلَّا تَحْزَنِي. Don't worry. قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيًّا. Allah is here, he's taking care of you. All this. وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ. You just have to shake the tree and تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا. You'll have lovely kujur, lovely dates. This is what we have regarding Isa alayhi salatu wasalam in the Quran. فحمى فأجاء تساقط عليك فكلي واشربي وقري عينا. فكلي واشربي وقري عينا. Eat, drink, and don't worry about the rest. Drink, eat, وقري. فإما ترين من البشر أحدا. If you see anyone, if you see anyone comes and start criticizing and start saying, where'd you get this boy from? Where'd you get this baby from? فقولي إني نظرت للرحمن صوما فلن أكلم اليوم إنسيا. I'm fasting. And their fasting was not talking, not eating. Nasara, their fasting was, Banu Israel, their fasting was, they had a fast, صمت. They won't talk. فأتت به قومها تحمله. Then she comes with the baby. That's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ورحمة منا. He comes with the baby. فاتت بي قالوا يا مريم لقد جئت شيئا فريا. او مريم, what is this؟ يا اخت هارون, ما كان ابوك امرأ سوء وما كانت امك بغية. يا مريم, what is this؟ You've come with something. يا اخت هارون, oh sister of هارون. What does it mean? There's two answers to that. One, pious man or woman, they used to call her or call him brother or sister of Harun. And they used to mean Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. One of them was Harun at that time. There was one Harun at that time. And he was really bad. Not disciplined whatsoever. Like they say in our language, la'natibay. So that was So when they will refer to something wrong or to something negative, they will refer to Harun, that person. But the main, of course, the most authentic one is Harun alayhi salatu wa taslim. Because she was really pious, she is really pious. She was in their eyes, but in real life as well. She is really pious and she came with a miracle to the whole humankind. Ya ukhta Harun, ma kana abuki imra'a saw. Your father wasn't a bad man. Your father was a really pious man, Ali Imran. وَمَا كَانَتْ أُمُّكِ بَغِيَّةً فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. She pointed towards him. Another miracle. قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيَّةً. How can you speak to a baby? قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابِ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا وجعلني مباركا اينما كنت واوصاني بالصلاه والزكاه ما دمت حيا وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا والسلام علي يوم ولدت ويوم اموت ويوم ابعث حيا. This is a baby, just born baby, saying this. He's talking, إني عبد الله, I'm the servant of Allah عز وجل. آتاني الكتاب, he will indeed give me a book, which is Injil. وجعلني نبيا, and name me amongst the prophets. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا, grateful. أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ, wherever I go. We'll get back to وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. I will explain what he meant by that. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا. Why did he mention that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam many other things. One thing in common between us and Nasara is Salat and Zakat. Not the same way. Everyone, every Nabi, every Ummah had their own way of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That way was named As-Salah. Was Zakat. Dunya was always, in any time, any century, there's always been poor people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always tested us with poor people. وَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّ وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي. To be obedient towards my mother. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. And he didn't name me amongst the bad and wrong people. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. Peace be upon me. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ. يَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ, on the day that I'm born. وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ, on the day that I'll die. وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيَّ, and on the day that I will. On the D-Day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given alayhi salatu wa salam. What do you say? So, أني قد جئتكم بآية من ربكم أني أخلق لكم من الطين كهيئة الطير فأنفخ فيه فيكون طيرا بإذن الله وأبرئ الأكمه والأبرص بإذن الله وأحيي الموتى بإذن الله ونبئكم بما تأكلون وما تدخلون في بيوتكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always tested the believers or the people of that Nabi with what they do best. At the time of Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, طيب, doctor, they were really in high level. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Isa alayhi salatu wa taslim with some miracles that even a doctor can't do. So that's Mubarakan. أتاني الكتاب وجعلني مباركا. Through me people cure. Through me people live. With the, of course, أمر فالله عز وجل, with the order of Allah عز وجل. This is عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام for me and you. This is عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام mentioned in the Quran. This is عيسى عليه الصلاة والتسليم. And let me conclude, then we'll get to the questions, inshaAllah ta'ala. There, our faith, dear brothers, our faith is incomplete. Our faith is incomplete without us respecting any prophet that's sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is clear in the Quran. There is some prophets, don't get me wrong, there is some prophet stories that you might get close to others. You might love more than others. There is. Don't get me wrong. Yes. But you won't say this one is better than this one. You won't say this one is better than this one. Or you won't say this one, I don't like him, I don't believe in him, I don't trust him. No. This, our believers, as mu'min, we need. Our faith is incomplete if we do not love, respect, and have faith on prophets that was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us the right iman. May Allah give us the understanding of Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the love of the amal of the prophet. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of iman and of Islam. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala mursalina walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Any question, brothers? Yes. Yahya and? Very interesting question. Do you know their stories? Have you read this story? No, I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking in general. He's asking, his question was, how can we learn or be inspired by the upbringing of Yahya and Maryam? How can we be inspired by that and give the same education to our kids? It's really interesting. But first of all, you need to know the story. You need to read the story. There is Qasas al-Anbiya. You read that story, learn about them. Then inshallah ta'ala, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you according to your niyyah and to your wishes, inshallah ta'ala. This is the answer to your question. Read the story first, then inshallah ta'ala you'll get there. Anyone? Yes. Ah, mashallah, mashallah, mashallah. Yeah, I was going to wear a Christmas cap. I was going to come with that. The question, brother, question is, if, for example, a colleague tells you Merry Christmas, so how should I reply to him? Don't be rude, okay? Don't be rude, because as a mu'min, you're a da'i. You call people towards good. Okay, a person asked me this morning, is here. A person asked me yesterday as well. I will give him the same answer. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you with the niyat of hidayah. May Allah have mercy on you. May the mercy, first mercy that you seek is, Allah gives him hidayah. With this niyat, then you don't know. Who is it written for? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Anyone, any questions? Yes, young man. Aha. What was the religion of Isa alayhi salatu was salam? That answer is in the Quran. Islam. Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam. Like we said, everyone's father is the same. Faith. The mother is different. And when we talk about the mother, is the law. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept some laws. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has changed some according to the zamana, according to the time. And he's the one, does whatever he wants. But the right religion of Isa alayhi salam, the right religion of Musa alayhi salam, the right religion of any prophet that was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether we know or we don't know, that religion is al-Islam. Submit to Allah azza wa jal. To Isa is not an exception to anyone. Anyone? What is that?
Like, let's say people work in a warehouse. Huh? And they give like free coupons for dinner or anything. Should we accept that?
Yeah, that's a hadiah. It's got nothing to do with Christmas. No. That's a hadiah. I mean, if they give you a hadiah, you're not gonna. It's a hadiah. It's a tuhfa. You mean like a tuhfa hadiah? What are you gonna say?
What if they give you a Christmas tree?
No, if they give you a Christmas tree, no. No, no. No, you might as well just put it here at the doorstep here. Yeah, Rakubai. We know, yeah. He didn't give it to you in March, or he didn't give it to you in June, he's giving it to you for Christmas. For you, it's a hadiah. What are you going to do? For you, it's a hadiah. You take it as a hadiah. But it's got nothing to do with Christmas. Now, because there's one thing we should know. I was at school on Friday for my son. You know, the last day they call us, and so they said, for people who are celebrating Christmas, have a great Christmas. For those people who do not celebrate Christmas, have a good holiday. So they know. But they can't, like, make an exception. Oh, this one doesn't celebrate, we don't give him. Everyone working, so they have to get, they've got a law, a rules, regulation for everyone are the same. Now, what he hurts is if it's a Muslim who gives it. And you go, mashallah, you got some Muslims, they've got Christmas tree in the house. No. Oh, mashallah, there is one as well. A great football player as well. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Dr. Rasad, chocolate leate, bhai? Take. Any question, brothers, please be free. Otherwise, we'll just get, we'll make, inshallah ta'ala, we'll have discussion, we'll make groups, and we can. There's brother Asif, brother Shayan. Sister questions, have they got any questions? The question of sisters. Huh? Tick, huh? Tell. Yes. 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 What? What is it? Well, you haven't said anything wrong. That's you ego speak. That when you say that, because you're doing dua for him. God bless you. No, it depends how you say, oh, God bless you. If you say it this way, yeah, you look silly. But if you say it with a smile and a... who said that? You said it, innit? No, yeah. I know. No, it depends how you say it. Oh, he told you to say it. Okay, then. Yeah, because I think that was too clever for him to say that as a kid. Not for him, but for a kid to think that way. It was a bit... No, seriously speaking, if you say it with a lot of wisdom and a lot of piar, love, it is accepted. It doesn't look silly at all. Me, I said it. Let me tell you, yesterday I was at the embassy, French embassy. I had to go to French embassy. Okay? Seriously, they give me an appointment at 11:30. And I was the last person. 12 o'clock, they closed the embassy till the 6th of January. Because me, you're the last person after that, we're all going on a holiday. We're all leaving. And there were about 5-6 of them. They were having coffee, waiting at the office, finishing with the person that I had an appointment with. As soon as I came out, they were really happy. Because on a holiday, leave. So now, when there's holidays, everyone's happy. They said to me, Joyeux Noël. That's how they say in French. I said, same thing. I said, thank you very much. God bless you. With a smile, and they loved it. Oh, thank you. Que Dieu vous bénisse. That's how I said it in French. You want to know how I said it in French? Que Dieu vous bénisse. Que Dieu vous bénisse. With a smile, with a soft voice, they accepted it. Oh, God. No. And no one will accept it, even us. We've got two Eid. How many Eid does a Muslim have in a year? How many Eid do we have in a year? Two. Just imagine if someone was to come and tell you, Eid Mubarak. You love it. Oh, you say, oh, forget you Eid. Okay, Eid Mubarak. If you talk to you say, oh, what are you doing? What are you saying? Why this discrimination? You've been disrespectful towards my belief. So, of course, Asra as well, if we talk to them, like, you know, in the wrong way, or if we try to get the message in the wrong way, they won't accept it. But they will never accept it. Anyone, any questions? Okay, we'll do the... Atchatik. No questions, but when we go to Atchai, mashallah. Lekin ghar jaoge, dekho kitne questions aayenge bhi. Jab ghar jaoge na husband ke paas, bahut questions aayenge bhi.
You know in churches have a picture of Jesus, peace be upon him, Zayn?
Who's this?
In churches...
Unhe yaar.
Might as well just put here my picture here and say, "Bip." I might as well just put my.
And you could put anyone's picture. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden it from us. They never had cameras and nothing. We believe, however Allah has created him, that's how he looks like. When I know lovely blue eyes with long hair and like, you know, six packs. And, he was from Philistine. You want to know how he was? He was from Philistine. However the Palestinian looks, that's how he looks. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is a Palestinian and used to speak Ibriya at that time. Yes? Sorry? I'm not aware of that. Wallahi alam, I'm not aware of that. Maybe I didn't understand your question, one of the two. No, I'm not aware of this. I'm not aware of this. Yes.
Do you use the Christmas sales to buy stuff?
Yeah.
To buy stuff?
Will you make use of the sales? It's cheaper. Can we go buy
stuff? Yeah, of course you can. For example, you want to buy some clothes or you want to buy... There's sales, yeah, this is the period. Yeah, of course. No one can stop you. Because you're buying your clothes for yourself. You're not buying it for the... Yeah. What occurs to you? It has got nothing to do with religion. Take care, bye. No question from ladies. Inshallah ta'ala, Jamaat people will mix in and make two groups, inshallah ta'ala, the youngsters. And if you've got any question or if you want to talk, by all means. And inshallah ta'ala, food will be served, please. No one goes until we eat. Brothers, food will be served. Men, women, no one go home until they eat, please. Take care. Inshallah ta'ala, Jazakumullah na khair.
Ramzan mein aayegi phir. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
لا أمير ساب زلابو ميكسين هو جاي